This morning I've had a few looks from folks in the choir and a few of you because I'm in my bare feet. And that's because my shoes are right there. And it's because my hip is hurting. And it kind of does that from time to time. But a real good friend of mine who actually went to a pilgrimage this past year, who's bishop in the Kentucky Conference, the Reverend Leonard Fairley, says when you're standing in the pulpit, he always takes his shoes off because he says you're standing in holy ground. So I'm in good company this morning. So there you go. But anyway, our scripture lesson comes from the Gospel of Luke this morning, the 23rd chapter, verses 33 through 43. And if you're able to stand, please stand for the reading of the Gospel lesson. It says, when they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus. There with the criminals, one on the right and one on the left. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. And they cast lots to divide his clothing. And the people stood by watching, but the leader scoffed at him, saying, he saved others, let him save himself, if he is truly the Messiah of God, his chosen one. The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine, saying, if you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. There was also an inscription over him, this is the king of the Jews. One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us. But the other rebuked him, saying, do you not fear God? Since you are under the same sentence of condemnation. And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. And then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And he replied, truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. The word of God for us, his children. Thanks be to God. You